From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. As of this morning, Lorenzo is a hurricane, Jerry is a post-tropical storm, and Karen is a low antitropical storm that could spell some trouble for the Bahamas and Florida. Let's tackle Jerry first. Despite the change in the storm status, the National Hurricane Center says Jerry is expected to bring tropical storm force winds to Bermuda today. Meanwhile, Lorenzo became the fifth Atlantic hurricane of the season and is expected to become a major hurricane by tomorrow, but forecasters say it will probably stay far from land. Tropical storm Karen is still the one to watch. Now that it's moved clear of Puerto Rico, Karen is forecast to continue on a northward track today, but the storm could stall out in about 72 hours or make a clockwise loop as its steering currents collapse. An area of high pressure could then move the storm in the general direction of the Bahamas and Florida, but we will get a clearer picture by the end of this week. It's fall, and that means it's king tide season. Another tide is expected to peak Sunday and Monday. This time, the moon's proximity to the Earth could produce record high tides. Brian McNulty is a hurricane researcher at the University of Miami. He tracks tides and says South Florida could see nearly a week of flooding.
It'll also be around basically every high tide on the few days around that. So it's not just those, but those should be the two peaks.
Rising seas have dramatically changed the seasonal tides. McNulty says at Virginia Key, water levels have risen 5 to 6 inches in the last 25 years. A 22-year-old West Palm Beach man imprisoned for impersonating a doctor while he was still a teenager and stealing from a patient has been freed from custody. Malachi Love Robinson, known as Dr. Love, was freed on Monday, about 20 months into his 3.5-year sentence. Love Robinson was given credit for time served before his sentencing. Authorities have said Love Robinson illegally practiced medicine out of a West Palm Beach office and even treated an undercover officer. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.